Going on the bayou. Going to Mr. Zero's. Yeah.
Time again for another episode of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello R&B Show. This week, Sly and the Family Stone.
You can make it if you try.
Hello, people. I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show on Sly and the Family Stone. They were formed in San Francisco, California in 1966 and ran all the way up to 1975. They released 10 albums and 21 singles with 17 charting hits. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. Starting off our show was the number one hit from February of 1969. Everyday People. And you just heard You Can Make It If You Try from May of 1969. The band was founded by vocalist organist Sly Stone, born Sylvester Stewart on the 15th of March in 1943 in Denton, Texas. He was a one-time DJ at Radio KSOL in 1963. Co-founder was guitarist Freddie Stone, born Frederick Jerome Stewart, on the 5th of June in 1947 in Vallejo, California. Their trumpet player was Cynthia Robinson, born the 12th of January in 1944 in Sacramento, California. She passed away on the 23rd of November in 2015. Their sax player was one Jerry Martini, born on the 1st of October in 1943 in Denver, Colorado. You can hear past episodes of the Psycho Jello Show at MrZeros.com under the podcast key, where there is over 80 episodes to choose from. Coming up now, the live version from August of 1969, the number 8 hit that was released in April of 1968, Dance to the Music, live at Woodstock.
Dance to the music, yeah, yeah.
just heard the number 38 hit from June of 1970, I Want to Take You Higher. Before that, the number one A and B side from February of 1970, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. With the flip side, Everybody is a Star. It isn't often that both the A and the B side hit number one, but Sly and the Family Stone did it. Another singer in the band was one Vette Stone, born Vietta Stewart, on the 2nd of May in 1950, also in Vallejo, California. Probably the second most famous member of Sly and the Family Stone was their bass player, who invented the slap bass style. That would be Larry Graham Jr., born the 14th of August in 1946 in Beaumont, Texas. He was also Prince's longtime bass player. I saw both Graham Central Station with Cynthia Robinson, Jerry Martini, and Larry Graham Jr. open for Prince on the 21st of November 1997 in Ames, Iowa at Hilton Coliseum. Then Larry came back out and played a set with Prince. On drums, they had Greg Enrico, born on the 1st of September 1948 in San Francisco, California. Their main female singer was Rose Stone, born Rosemary Stewart, on the 21st of March in 1945 in Dallas, Texas. You can read about this artist and artists like it at RosevillePatch.com, where I have written over 150 articles on artists such as this that we play on our show. Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They carry classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009. Where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round for the last 10 years. I almost got to see Sly Stone live once in March of 1986 when he made an appearance at the Prayer for World Peace event in Fairfield, Iowa, but alas, I did not get to go. Coming up now, the number one hit from December of 1971, Family Affair.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, the bear. Oh, the bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there, but you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
Family affair.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count the days I'm gone, forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. I'm a woman taking up my time. Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. How? When you know that you never number two. Number one, gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could. I get this message over. Shape me again, I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good, I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Just heard the number 12 hit from September of 1973, If You Want Me to Stay. We've reached the end of our show, folks. So taking us out is one of the last things that I know of that Sly Stone recorded. It was a number 53 hit in December of 1986 with Jesse Woods Johnson from The Time. He was born on the 1st of June in 1960 in Rock Island, Illinois, but he once lived in Roseville, not too far from Mr. Zero's. This is the song, Crazy.
Just wanna feel ya, I just wanna thrill ya, girl.
And there you have it, folks. That was our show on Sly and the Family Stone. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show. We will hear you next time in the stars.
One, two. Mr. Zero, he's got all types of things. Classic music, modern movies, and vintage video games. For all the girls and boys, he sells retro toys. Some people just don't get it. 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 Everybody take a trip down to Mr. Zero's. Bring the family, make history. In this shop full of vintage things, find something for everyone.